NFL. Is he? Let me see.
No, no, not anymore. He's shaved it now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you dye it still?
Yeah, I had to
dye it. Take that off.
He dyes it every
day.
Let me see. Let me
no, what happened was...
Take it off.
You're the same haircut as I
Let me
do.
See.
But your haircut is better than mine.
Let me see, John.
Okay, Charlie, what are you talking about?
Let me see. No, all the way off.
He tried to do that half off.
He's got the same haircut as me. He tried
to do that half off. This is what drives me nuts about the two of them.
No, you know what happened to my hair?
No,
I'll give it a real thing.
That's not my point.
I keep getting blonde in my hair.
No, you left bleach in your hair, and your hair fell out.
No, now.
Between me and these two homos, they're both 4 or 5 years older than me. You see my grays?
Oh, I don't have grays in my hair.
I love them.
Oh, I have no grays.
You cut
my hair. Do I have grays in my hair?
This shit is gone.
No, I don't have. You can't. I have more dark hair. My beard's gray.
75 years old.
Still same thing?
He's got jet black.
No.
Some gray, yeah. But jet black.
What's happening is when he fucking...
And he doesn't die.
Yeah. I'm getting like it's grown in and my tips are getting blonde.
But because you keep fucking with it, though.
No, I don't even do it.
You
all
do. You dye it every week.
You dye your
beard. No. This is...
You dye yourself. You go to...
I literally just dye it.
Oh, we're going. We're lying right now.
You dye your beard, too.
Oh, my beard's definitely dyed. I just did it and it's like fresh.
Dude, you know... First of all, you're single. Do you know how much girls your age love that salt
yeah,
and pepper
they,
look.
They do like that.
They love that.
Think about all the old
listen,
white actors that girls
girl
go crazy.
Girl loves a fucking 40-year-old man
look at
with
Clooney.
Salt and pepper.
Clooney,
Clooney has a huge cut. Oh, we're not even on fucking air.
Yeah, we are.
And he has tons of money.
Yeah, he does have a lot.
Yeah, but before he had all the money and all that shit.
Yeah,
he was just on ER and he was just George Clooney.
Yeah, look at
people,
him.
That salt and pepper
dude.
Thing was huge. Chicks love that. Why do you dye your hair?
They were blowing them just
my hair don't get my top of my hair don't get gray. Ask
well, you don't know. You've
so
been
everything
dying
gets
it for the past
no,
year.
Dude. It's not
yeah,
great. I dye it like once every
yeah,
like couple months.
John, I got home.
My beard
in June,
definitely I do once in a while.
I got home in June. Your hair's been 7 different colors.
No.
Yes. It was gray. It was blonde. It was neon. It was
black. And then I just dyed it again. I haven't
someone's
dyed
popping,
in months.
Rich. Someone's popping. I think it might be Pat. Just lower him a little. I hear the popping, and you stop touching that. You're popping all over the place by doing that.
Is it me? You want me to push the mic back?
No, it's not you. It's we just got to lower the level. I can hear it,
though. I don't think these
headphones are working. You popping, locking?
Oh, because you're not.
I'm on up.
How is it now? All right.
Pat, talk loud.
Hello, hello.
No.
Hello. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you're good.
It's John.
It's John? Of course it is.
Fucking John.
Of course it's fucking John.
Okay.
But yeah, I love my grays. Like I have no problem with them at all. I accept them fully. I'm never going to dye. I told my son the other day, we're driving home, I go, when you start going gray, don't you dye your hair. Age gracefully.
Yeah.
Be a man about it.
Age gracefully.
That's
a fact, though. That's a fact.
I let it go for a while, then I just
that's
don't
a fact.
Have to watch.
Yeah, but I haven't dyed it because of grays. I dyed it because of the quarantine. I was bored.
Quarantine.
And your homosexual tendencies.
Yeah, and you're also gay. So there's that, too.
Ouch.
You're also a fruit.
I'm almost gay. I'm not gay. I'm almost
gay. Like, you like weak. Like, you realize you like getting old? Like, you. No, I'm not, like, not you, but, like, I'm not making. I'm saying.
I know.
Too.
I know. But you know what it
but
is?
But does it make you, like, any, like, sort of, like, depressed?
No, you want to know
like
what it is?
Bones.
I don't know. Because a 40. Listen, a 42 year old man should not be dyeing his hair blonde.
No.
But my excuse.
100%.
I sell my products. This is for sale.
All right. In Richie's defense, he did have a lot of people.
He also shouldn't be wearing
like
a black shirt with his gold chain outside of it, like it's 1992, and he's fucking running around in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
I don't
hold
know
on, hold on. What's
yo,
the
Pat,
deal there, Donnie?
Pat,
Brasco?
How much money did I make money off of this?
Off the dyeing hair?
Yeah.
No, he did. He did.
So
he had a good
people?
Following. About you could tell a Richie customer because they all had blonde hair. It would be like four people with blonde hair sitting there.
That's
and they,
because
and
he
you could help
them
God.
Into. They felt bad. They were like, but you know what? He
good.
Looks so stupid.
But out of like,
let's all do it.
They go like this. They're gonna come at you like you was. He's like, no, I'm better. And he's like, okay.
Out of like 30 people, I'd say it looked good on two.
That's
yeah,
the only
but,
time Rich used his size. He would get in their face. He'd be like,
I look good
you want to do
real.
It, right? You want to do it, right?
I never asked him like that.
Yo,
no.
The first time he did it. It came out orange, right? He was in it, and he's
he
like,
did.
No,
he
it looks good.
Again.
And this like left me orange.
I think that was
yeah,
the first
John,
time.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, you fucking kidding me,
that is hilarious. And because it's you, like, he could get away with it, but it's funny also.
He's like, I gotta go. And I'm just like, dude, it's supposed to be
fire.
I want to believe that was on purpose. I want to believe
it was
on purpose.
I did a second lift on his hair.
Remember when
I did too.
Rich,
I did.
When you did it orange? No, you didn't. It looked like a Hot Wheels flame.
I did too.
It looked like a Hot Wheels flame.
One time in one of the old shops, someone left a huge patch on the back of the guy's head, and like for the goof. But then the guy got up and walked out. Remember?
Yeah.
Who was that?
The square? It was like a square in the back. I don't know.
I think it was Marcus, maybe.
Oh,
or Jew, one of those guys. But and the fucking guy left too quickly for them to fix it.
Whatever.
Oh, so he's walking out.
We never got into what happened in that fight in that in the place.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to talk about the sandwich?
You can talk about the sandwich. That's crazy. Talk about the sandwich.
A lot
of crazy shit has happened in a barbershop.
Listen,
I mean,
Lee Zeldin.
Yeah, the whole Lee Zeldin thing was crazy.
Who's
the
Lee
fucking
Zeldin?
Yo,
the
honestly,
fucking man.
You know the name, right?
Were you there? 100%. Yo, were you there when the dope head in Super Ugly Shop? Were you there when the guy was like, "Oh, this razor ain't sharp," and he fucking cut his own arm?
I came in like 5 minutes later. The blood was still being cleaned up.
Yeah.
I walked in.
Yo, he what fucking. He's like, "This thing ain't sharp." He goes like this, as hard as he can, and fucking tears through. Yo, he stops.
What,
he's like. He's sitting there like it didn't bother him. All of a sudden.
Well, because at first, when you do a straight razor cut, it doesn't bleed immediately.
It takes a few seconds.
Yeah, so listen. So he's standing there, and 2 seconds hit, and he drops the razor like it's hot. Like this. And he feels the burn. Oh, he's like, yo, I got to go to the hospital. His shit has started leaking, and all the white shit started coming out of his arm. Wow. Nah, no good,
didn't
man.
Didn't you get cut like that once in the city?
No, we got into a
fight, and somebody got it, right?
Yeah, he got shanked in the back, and fucking, there was all those, the fight, you know, all the
Richie always seems to get away somehow, but he's the tough guy of the group.
Yeah. I know.
Richie's in the middle of the world.
Yeah, I know how to scrap, man. I watch my own ass.
Hit and run. Right?
Well, you know, I have my
Oh, are you a hit and run guy?
Away from there.
John, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking
John.
Jesus
what
Christ.
What are you doing over here, John? Fuck, man. You look good, though, brother. You look all right.
All right, want to hit this intro or what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, fuck that thing.
No. Do it.
Nah, fuck it.
Do it. I like
one,
that. All
right. Two.
We cut into
one.
It?
Two. This is the Super Ugly Show. We get to
talk
about the bare
minimum.
Yeah.
And expect
nothing more.
True
savages of
podcasting. Are they? You gotta look at the thing. I don't know when he stops. When he starts talking about the show.
Holy shit! Super Ugly Show. Yo.
Okay, this is
respect, motherfucker. Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
Look at the evolution of Richie in the intro.
The guy who makes his intro is fucking awesome. We got a guy who made like 6 intros.
I like in the song. It fits.
The song time. Like the first time I heard it, I was like, I fell off. Just sing the what was that? Chris Lawrence? Was that his name? That fucking jerk off Chris Lawrence.
Where is he? He won the fucking.
He won the coffee maker.
And that was it. He fled.
And he fled. because we made fun of his song.
Yo, so he makes this rock song, and it's like,
I see John.
Yeah, I see John, and it's super ugly, super ugly, super ugly.
So bad.
And it was horrible. Yo, we got on here and we ripped him a fucking new asshole.
And then ripped
cried himself to sleep that
yo,
night.
Yo, he hated us after that. He couldn't take it.
The guy makes you guys a song, you're like, fuck you, asshole, your song sucks.
No, the song, we ripped it apart, we made it a joke, and it was funny because the song sucked. But if that was the case, he could have been like, yo, you guys are right, you know, the song is kind of fucking bad, and just laughed it off.
He stayed up all night, he thought it was gold, he got shit on it.
He won a $400 coffee maker from us,
Richie,
bro.
Richie got a coffee maker, and we had this huge,
like a raffle?
For months, we kept promoting this thing. Yeah. We even had a toaster, we gave some other jerk off a toaster. Who got
and
that?
White.
Lupo,
white.
Right?
We gave some other jerk off a toaster.
Yeah, that, another jerk off who fucking turned on us.
Yeah.
People can't take the. See, you know what it is?
Get
like, they
the
watch
kitchen.
The show and they watch the abuse we all give each other.
Yeah.
But the second we dish it out to them.
Yeah, they don't like it.
But they'll dish it out to John.
They'll dish it out. Wait. Yeah. Where is that guy?
Who cares?
No, not Lupo.
Who, what? Chris Lawrence? We haven't seen that
fucking
guy.
The guy that.
I don't know. Everybody
he's
hates
like,
you, John.
I never said anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
Regardless,
every week, he's fucking commenting on me.
Yeah.
You don't have a goddamn set of nuts to call in the show.
Yeah, we all fuck with each other.
What are we going to talk about next week?
We fuck with each other.
Your dick, he says.
We fuck, like he said, we fuck with each other all the time, but when we do it to somebody else, they like watching it, but they don't like being a part of it.
No, 100%. It's easy. It's hard to get in the kitchen, you know? It's easy to eat the food, but it's hard to be in the heat of the kitchen, you know? Not a lot of people can do it. They can't run with the lines.
I read, like, the comments when I go home, and this guy always, he's like,
fuck you, John.
He would faint or some shit. Bro, I fucking finger fuck Jenna Jameson. You're fucking hanging out with your wife and playing Scrabble.
Wait, did you finger fuck her?
Yeah.
I fucked her.
Did you?
Jenna Jameson?
Who the fuck is Jenna?
The porn star, yeah, I fucked her.
Did you really?
Wait a minute.
When? Yeah.
Wow.
You never told us this.
Yes, I did.
I met her. She was a nice lady.
Wait, why does everybody know this porn star about me? I've never seen it. I know a lot of
famous porn star maybe ever.
Yeah, like, you guys are a little older.
Well, it was the
90s.
It was the rubber ass of her.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Oh,
and Richie caught his friend.
Oh my god,
his friend fucking the same ass. He walked in on his friend.
Wait a minute,
his rubber ass.
It was really her. It was her ass.
It was just the ass and a pussy.
It's a fuck me silly.
Yes,
3000.
It was a rubber and it had the realistic skin, right? And it was like this and like this, and it was an asshole and a pussy. And I bought it. It was like $100, and you could fuck it, mount it.
You spent $100 on a fake ass.
So you know, I had it for like a week, and I tell my buddy about it. And I'm fucking downstairs doing whatever. I'm like, yo, where the fuck is Pony? Yo, I go upstairs, and he's fucking my rubber ass, my Jenna Jameson rubber ass.
Didn't even tell you?
Didn't tell me.
First
no.
First of all, how are you gonna stick your dick in someone else's fake ass?
Nothing.
Why? How gross is that?
Like,
I don't care if it's cleaned or not. Whether it's cleaned or not, my boy's dick was in this.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick.
And it's not like it's another pussy, like a real pussy. Like some residual is still in there.
This was a full functioning real vagina.
It was one of those rubber.
My story was real.
Oh yeah, you told it once on the strip. On the strip. Stripper stage or something.
Oh,
right?
tell your story.
Yeah,
what happened?
No, it's old.
Well, tell the story at least.
Richie's is old too. We got new listeners.
And she was dancing. So we go. Me and my friend just walk right in front of the stage, and these fucking guys are throwing quarters at her.
Okay.
I'm taking 20s and just throwing them on stage.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson was like the queen of the porn stars.
She was incredible.
She's in Howard Stern's movie.
Where is she at now?
No, probably. I don't know.
Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Under a bridge somewhere?
Last she was married to Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, she married Tito Ortiz, had twins with him, and he ended up getting custody because she's such a batshit crazy fucking chick that he got custody of the kids.
That's fucking nuts.
Speaking of batshit crazy...
I'm going to Google it.
We got this group, you know, not our group, but there's the Russo brand group on Facebook, right?
Doesn't that count as Richie getting fucked in the ass? What is that?
Yeah.
What?
No, that doesn't correlate at all.
What?
I mean, listen, hey, we're not confused.
Richie likes
story.
Stuff like that, but we're.
I read this and I had to screen cap this because, like, sometimes you see something so fucking crazy that someone had this thought, actually typed it out, and was like, this needs to be in the public. Group.
Okay.
Now, the Russo brand group on Facebook isn't for, like, marks. You know what I mean? Like, we're the anti-mark group. Like, if you know anything about Russo and the fans over there, like, we call people out on shit.
Yeah, of
you know
course.
What I mean? Like, he's got a show, Castrating the Marks, calling people out on how stupid they can be when it comes to wrestling and how real it is to them and how serious they take it.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this has nothing to do with wrestling, so don't change the dial.
Right.
This is just how fucking stupid... And then the guy was like, I see you got a show. I'll call in. I'm like, yeah, Tuesday, 7:30. Da, da, da. He's like, well, maybe. I'm like, dude, you said you would. Like, I'm not inviting you. Don't act like you're now rejecting me because I fucking called you out, asshole. This fucking moron had the balls red. This is the craziest shit I've maybe ever read in a wrestling group. WWE has enough interesting and extravagant characters that they can legitimately... rival Marvel and DC in the movie scene. Who would you like to see a movie based on? First one on the list, Goldust. Second, Taker. Then Wyatt the Fiend. Hurricane Helms was on there. Like, man, I'm like, are you fucking... I had to write underneath this thing. Because, like, when you see something that legitimately rival Marvel...
Yeah.
Like, but DC, whatever. They all
stupid.
But Marvel is the biggest film studio company in the world. No one even
it
comes
could be
close
ever.
To
it could be
them.
Ever.
Has this guy ever seen a WWE movie?
Nothing,
that's what I wrote. I go, they make movies. They suck.
Dude, yeah.
They're
horrible.
Undertaker had a comic book. How good is it?
They made a movie with Kane, which basically was Kane.
Yeah.
And the movie, if you're a horror fan, is decent.
The only good movie that they made was Stone Cold Steve Austin on that island.
The Condemned. And even that, it's campy.
But that was awesome.
No, it's not good.
It was, because it was cheap. It was cheesy.
No, no, it's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
Very fun.
It's not good.
But that's the only one.
But to write that and think people are going to agree with you. And then I call them out, and I'm waiting for other, and no one else is calling. I'm like, how is no one else writing underneath this? Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
To legitimately rival Marvel, you think a movie about fucking Goldust can rival Spider-Man, the X-Men, Deadpool?
Fucking,
like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Stupid.
The Avengers. Yet something can rival the Avengers from a these one-dimensional, same note hitting characters week after week can rival the biggest.
You can't. You. It's not even shocking to hear what these people. I watched
but
a thing
the
other
that
night.
He comes back at me as if I'm the crazy one.
No, they lit the guy on fire at the end of the match the other night.
Yeah,
and the guy actually was like, "How did they do that? Like, it had to be real." A grown man's writing this on a thing. I'm like, bro, they fucking. It's taped,
it's a dummy. Of course,
and it was a fucking dummy. Yeah. Okay, dude. Like, you're a grown man.
To their credit, though, that was a pretty cool thing.
It was good.
It was cool.
It was, yeah.
All right, but let's move. I don't want to get into wrestling.
But they believe,
but
the weirdest shit.
Like, yes, and there is, like, and then the guy, like I said, he's like, he wrote something, and I'm like, dude, I'm on the brand. I'm a host, because someone reported him. And I was like, dude, that
was for
wasn't
that post
me.
They reported him?
No,
they're
because
like, fuck
no,
you.
He called me and Jess meth heads and, you know, she's a whore and yada, yada, yada. Because they always go, literally, they always go to the same thing. The meth heads, if you're from the middle of the country, everyone's a meth head. My wife's a whore. You know, she's ugly, even though everyone that looks at her wants to fuck my wife. But, you know, she's hideous. But either way, so someone reports him and I go, asshole, you're in a brand group. You realize I'm a host of a show on the brand and that there's fans of mine in this group.
Yeah.
So when they see you attacking me, they'll probably report you because they like me, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way it goes. And he's like, well, I'll call into your show. I go, here's the number. We're live Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern Standard.
Call in.
And then he's like, well, you know, if I got the time. I'm like, well, I didn't invite you. Like, you're the one coming to test me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that I say, here's the invitation to come test me, now you're backing up, you fucking pussy. And look at this fat, precious looking braided head fucking zero.
Oh yeah. Oh my
dude,
god.
Dude, he's ginormous. He's a huge fat fucking mess.
I just want to say real quick, Dimitri Williams, fuck you.
And the fact that he can sit there and attack my wife, I'd love to see any girl you've ever fucked, because I guarantee there's not even a single girl you fucked.
No.
Like, let alone a girl that you're going to try to sit there and trash my wife. Like, get the fuck out of here.
They don't like to be wrong, so they got to go another direction.
But, could you imagine what your life is like that you were actually able to write that down and go, people are going to love this.
Yeah.
They're going to love this.
Well, it's the same thing with the Sting thing, the argument. They're like, it's XWWE, XWC, X guys they bring in, everybody, the AEW. Dude, every guy from fucking, every guy from X is X. XWCW. How come no one's complaining about that when Triple H came there? They just have nothing to say. They just say anything.
They're insane.
They make no sense.
But that's why the brand.
Bring in a 60-year-old.
You know,
not
to suck our own dick, but that's why the brand is great, because we won't, like, just let that shit fly by. Like, we won't just be like, you know. No, you need to be called out on it, because shit like that needs to stop. That's why the wrestling community gets a bad name, is because of fucking jokers like that who think that's a legitimate thing to write.
No, it's stupid.
It's
irresponsible.
Anything.
It's irresponsible.
It's crazy. And to write it in the brand group of all groups and think you're not going to get some kind of heat is fucking
good.
I've been kicked out of things all the time.
Dimitri Williams, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's his name, Dimitri Williams.
Dimitri Williams.
And the post is probably still up in the brand. I'm going to scroll through right now to see if I see it. But it was
fucking. He's a log cabin Republican. He's a log cabin Republican, that guy.
The fact that you're going to come back at me as if I'm the bad guy because I'm saying what a stupid post you put up.
That's stupid.
You know, and not for nothing, you're in the brand group, which is representative of me. So when there's shit like that in our group.
Like, I'm the boss.
No, not that I'm the boss,
yeah, but are you,
but,
you're on a ship.
Yeah, that's my boat. Yeah. Vince is our captain. That's my boat. We're all riding that boat together. You put some dumb shit in that. People think that's representative of the brand. Yeah. And someone needs to know that it is not.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a rock at your dinky.
I actually would love that.
What is it? A dinga?
I think Tatanka would have been a bigger movie.
Yeah, it's still up there.
Tatanka would have been a better movie than Doug. Yeah.
It's still up there. Ready? You want to hear the rest of the choices that he had now that I have it here? Yeah, quickly. So he had Taker, The Fiend, Goldust, and then the Wyatt family, which is Bray Wyatt again.
Yeah.
And then, ready, this is how stupid this guy is. Three faces of Foley, and then right underneath it, Mankind, which is one of the three faces of Foley, you fucking idiot. Hurricane Helms, Finn Balor, the Demon.
Yeah, that's
oh, that's really fucking interesting.
Riveting stuff. To watch out, Avengers. Yeah. The Demon's coming for you.
He painted his face.
Who
would
you think would win?
He painted his face. Watch out.
That's all it is.
Incredible Hulk or Prince or whatever his name is.
Yeah, you know, opening weekend, you got the Avengers and the Three Faces of Foley. Watch out, Avengers. You got some competition there.
They just say anything.
What the fuck? So, Pat, you had something that you wanted to, you had a story or something that you wanted to share?
A story? I always got stories.
I know. You were saying something that you were telling your buddy about. You were like, oh, I was going to go over,
No clue. Oh, Fitzroy.
What is that?
My buddy Fitzroy. So this is this guy's actual name.
Okay.
His name is Fitzroy the General Thomas.
But his middle name is
the General.
His parents named him Fitzroy. The General.
First of all, they named him Fitzroy. Yeah, you guys are missing you jumped way too far.
That is bananas, but the fact that his asshole parents were like, middle name, the General.
Yeah.
What is his...
Wait, hold on. What kind of a name is Fitzroy?
Yeah, what's Fitzroy? What's his background?
You know what I think it was? She was still going through some contractions for the afterbirth, and they asked her what the name was. She's Fitzroy! You know
what the fuck? Like, that's, can you spell it for me?
Spanish?
You know he's listening. So
is he black?
What is he black? Spanish?
No, he's black. Is he?
I don't know.
What the fuck? What is Fitzroy? He's a white kid that lives in the Hamptons. Come on, Fitzroy. What are you talking about?
Spell it for me. F-I-T-Z.
Z.
Of course, Z.
R-O-Y.
R-O-Y. Fitzroy. Let's see if this is even a real name. I'm Googling.
Look up famous Fitzroys.
There's no famous Fitzroy. It's Admiral Fitzroy Inn, the Fitzroy Apartment Building, Yos. Fitzroy Health. Fitzroy may refer to content people as a given name, as a surname, descendants of Charles II and Barbara, Henry Fitzroy, Duke of Earl, Fitzroy Victoria.
His family was slaves then. And his last name's Thomas.
That's so, definitely. Black guy named Thomas.
Yeah, black guy named Fitzroy. Last name Thomas, you know.
You really think his family? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Thomas, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's a slave. 100%.
50%.
Yeah, there's no black people from Africa with the last name Thomas. you ever see their names? It's slightly different.
Yeah.
Abba Duba Daba Jumbo Abba.
What are you trying to get at? We owe you money, him money or something?
No, I'm making fun of his name.
Oh, this guy money.
Oh, my God.
No. Fitzroy's a good guy. Shout out Fitzroy. He just got off the ship, actually.
Really?
He just got he's landside now.
Thank
he's
you for
listening.
Your service. Thank you for your service.
He's a fucking jackass, though.
Your name sucks. Your name sucks. Navy. Yeah. But thank you for your service.
You're Navy.
Yeah, he was in my Navy.
Yo, hold on. Now,
what the fuck are you talking about, my Navy? Yeah. What other Navy is there? What the fuck do you mean?
Well, they don't know that you're
black guys.
Your Navy. What are you? You call me Cookie, too? Are you watching Men of Honor? I'm a Cuba Gooding Jr.
It's like the Tails Navy.
Is this the Negro League? Yeah. Is this the Negro League?
Supreme Ziggy experiments all over again.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. So...
So you're people's Navy, huh? It's a separation.
Pat lost a foot and they put him in a heavy metal suit. Get him to take a step.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So walk 10 steps in a fucking 200-ton suit.
He's got an old white man just yelling at him all the time.
So if there's, have you ever encountered pirates? Like, is pirates
actually,
a thing
so
that
funny
you...
story. This is actually, no shit. The ship I was on, they just, maybe I shouldn't talk. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
fuck you, government. The ship, actually just raided,
Somalis?
Like 2,000 grams or something, or 2,000 pounds, something like that, of coke.
Grams would not be something to brag about.
Yeah, no, pounds.
The Navy, we got 2,000 grams.
Like 2,000 pounds.
No, no, well, they posted on the page. I followed the page, and the ship I was on, they just, like, bagged, like, 2,000
pounds.
Well,
did you ever experience Somali pirates or any of that type of shit?
I have not, personally.
Where were you located? North, south?
I was,
The Atlantic, right?
Pacific.
Pacific?
I sailed the Atlantic. but we didn't go. We didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. So you, the Atlantic's more Somali pirate stuff. Right?
So hold on, if there's Cape pirates Horn's out there, like, do they send you guys out to go get them?
Yeah. So one of my GMCs actually, what they would do, they take this drug.
It's a GMC is?
I'm sorry, a chief. So he's someone high up there, right? Yeah. Gunner's
like a captain or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's like officers, enlisted. He's a high up enlisted guy, right?
All
right. He's a short little fucking. Fuck, but he's hilarious.
Yeah,
blonde guy, white guy from Massachusetts or something. And he was actually sailing Cape Horn, which is Africa, and he encountered pirates. And what they do is they take this drug. It's like a drug out there. It's almost like a nitrogen tank or something. Okay. And they inhale it. You ever see fucking, what's the movie?
That's
Tom
like
Hardy.
Like
a whip it almost. Yeah. But it's like some fucking African shit.
Okay.
And they go out with only enough gas to commandeer another ship. So they're like, the guys send them, like,
you
the,
gotta
the
do
warlords
it. Yeah.
are like, look, if you don't, this is it. So they have no
You're
gonna
choice. Die out there, yeah.
So it's fucked up. Wait, so they're on these drugs and they have like rusty ass AKs.
That's what always makes me laugh when black people are like, man, we need to go back to Africa. It's like, really? Do you know what goes on over there?
Fuck,
like, Africa sucks.
Come on, so what do you mean? Like, why do they have
no
a time
offense,
limit?
But
because they only go out with enough. These things are fucking good.
I told you.
They're banging. Yeah. You get me?
I told
you. So good.
They only go out with enough fuel.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah. It's like either you do this mission or you're dead.
Like,
you're not coming back.
Like how samurais do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like fall on the sword type shit.
Yeah.
Either you go out and get the ship, or you're not coming.
But
home.
That's the warlord doing it. It's like, here's your mission. Either complete it or you're fucked.
And here's the supplies you got. Make sure you fucking
make sure
it work.
You finish the mission because you're coming back on their boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh wow.
Yeah. That's what he's talking about.
That's crazy.
And they're high. They're all fucked up.
Yeah.
So I mean. You know, shit goes left sometimes. You raid a ship. That's called the VBSS team. What that is Visit Board Search and Seizure. So it's a team of like nine. Like my VBSS team, I know the guys, man. Some of them are real pussies. There's like probably four of them that I'd say.
That a real deal?
Like, not real deal, like SEALs.
Yeah,
like some people sign up.
Like, all right, these
but
motherfuckers
some people
are,
sign up not really know them. What they're getting themselves into.
But
you
don't understand how soft.
And then there's some
the
people sign up
is.
That are like you, that are like, I'm ready to do this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but my cousin was like you. I'm ready to fucking go to war.
I said it to you last time. The military is literally jarhead.
Yeah.
I trained so hard. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. One time I thought it was game time and I was ready. And people were freezing up. I'm like, this is what the fuck I'm training for.
Yeah.
I'm in there. I'm ready to go. And it happened. It was a false alarm.
Yeah. Why didn't you be? Did you try for SEALs? Or?
Special Forces. It sounds good, but it's a big frat. You know what I'm saying? The training they do and the things they do, and once you're in, it's fucking crazy. They're, like all the stories, all the movies, all that shit is true.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
But
the training sucks.
Out of 100, you got to think of like I'm gonna break down what a SEAL goes through. So you go. Into the fucking enlist, right? You go through a training camp before you.
Into the mic a little better, please.
My bad. You go into.
If you want, turn it this way so you can look at us. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, that works.
Is this better?
Yeah.
So, it's basically you go to this. Before you go into boot camp, before you go to Chicago, right? Naval Station in Chicago. RTC, Recruit Training Command. You're going through a camp. You're running every day. You're training with like recruiters and stuff.
Someone
right?
yelling
shit.
In your face and shit, right?
It's not really like that yet because you haven't signed your contract.
Okay,
yet.
Okay.
So I mean, you sign paper.
They still want you to join.
Yeah. So it's like they don't want to scare you away yet.
Yeah.
You know, you get to boot camp. Fucking so out of your class, there's 100 people, right? You selected the program because anybody can go into the program.
Yeah.
100 people in your class in a boot camp class in one building. There's probably. They're called,
hold on, I don't mean to interrupt, but the Navy's kind of different from the Army and the Marines where they don't have to take you, right? Like, you can be like, nah, we're good, we don't want you type thing, right?
What do you mean?
Like, aren't they more selective where, like, the Army and Marines, everybody...
No, actually, the Navy's the least selective.
Oh, they, okay.
The Navy and the Marines are the least selective.
Okay,
that's why I went to the Navy, because I wanted to go to Army. Army wouldn't take me.
Okay.
Definitely wouldn't.
Army wouldn't take you?
Nah.
Why not?
I had charges as a minor.
All right, we're going all over. That's all we need to know. Get back to your story. Sorry, I don't want to distract from the story.
No. So, fucking... So you got 100 guys and they go in to boot camp, right? Are those 100 guys? Now, I can't remember if they're 800 or 700. There's different divisions, right? The SEAL division, whatever it is, it's Special Forces. So you have SWIC guys, you have SEAL guys, and EOD guys. All Special Forces
What
guys.
Kind of shape were you in before you even started this?
I was going to the gym. I was probably 215. Not the best shape of my life.
Good cardio?
Nah, I was smoking every day.
So you went in there and it was hell.
It just, you get used to it.
Yeah.
You know?
But the first few weeks, I'm sure, sucked.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I lost a lot of weight. I went in, like I said, 215. I was 18 years old, 19, you know, so I was in good shape. I left 175.
Wow.
Okay, so go on with this. Yeah.
So you got fucking 100 guys. They go into this fucking, this class, right? My class, I had 100 people. I graduated with 43.
Yeah.
That's a regular.
So half of them didn't even make it.
More than half didn't even make it. Wow. So you got to think of a SEALs class.
Yeah,
right?
only like
five out of that.
Divisions are mixed. So you can have a co-ed division, which is girls and guys. So it's a mix of 50 girls.
Mine was all male. Did you like hang out? Like, was there a lot of girls there?
In a boot camp, you can't even touch anybody. They have rules. There's like no recruit to recruit contact.
Just killed my next story.
Yeah, you can't touch anything. People sneak into barracks and fucking. But if you get caught, it's over.
Will you get what are those? It's like military charges. Will you get that if you get caught with that?
There's different. What's the name of it?
No. I'm thinking of something else.
There's different. You mean like court martials?
Yeah,
that's like high up shit.
So it's more of a slap on the wrist.
Yeah,
it's like a ticket
because you're not even through boot camp yet.
So if you get in trouble right now, do you go to military?
Unless he's in the military and he commits a military crime.
Quick interjection to that. We'll do a quick boot camp story. There was this one kid. There's some fucking weirdos there. Mm. There's people I went to boot camp with that never seen a black person before. Mm. Now you got me from New York, from Long Island.
That's how it was.
We had this
kid.
I'll never forget his name. His name was Alex Fontenot from, shout out if you're listening, Alex Fontenot from fucking Tennessee. Okay, yeah. Ball guy to talk like this, right?
Mm. Josh's cousin.
Your first day in boot camp, you stay up the whole 24 hours.
Yeah,
you stay up 24 hours.
They try to break
every
you.
Every boot camp does.
Well, the whole point is they want to break you and see what kind of person you are.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
So me, like, for example, I was fucking sweeping rooms because you get in there and it's a different environment, so there's a lot of pussies there. So I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah.
You know? And they like that, but it's not the time for that.
Yeah,
so
they're like,
all right, he has potential. But we got
to
break that down.
To be a
so
leader,
like,
though.
Stand over there, fucking sweep. So I had to sweep a cafeteria by myself my first night. Up by myself. Everybody's like sitting down.
You know what, though? It's better than doing nothing, honestly.
It was, honestly.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like gave me a name for myself. They're like, all right, well, we'll watch this guy. And I ended up getting a lot of responsibility in boot camp. But anyway, I got sidetracked. What the fuck was that?
Another guy from Tennessee.
So this guy fucking, he's asleep, right? Our division was broken up in 2 days. We were the first class, so it was 50 of us that got there, and then the next 50. So they're on their 24-hour day. We already had sleep.
Yeah.
They go to sleep, and there's a roving watch throughout the whole night. Like, you have to just walk around the compartment.
Yeah.
It's like the size of a football field.
Like Full Metal Jacket, kind of, like the way
gotta,
Joker's there.
You just gotta make sure everything, and then you go to sleep, and somebody else gets up. It's called watch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it sets you up for, like, driving the ship and working on the engines and all that shit, right? This fucking kid.
Well, it's also if you're out in the field and you're in the shit, you know, you can't get, you need to, someone needs to be awake while the other guys are resting. Yeah.
So it's our second night in there. You're not supposed to leave the compartment at TAPS. TAPS is when it's like lights out, go to sleep. This motherfucker gets up, looks at us, and fucking just runs out of the compartment. Runs, that's like the imagine me getting up and
was
just
he
running out right
walking
now.
Or anything?
So we're like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Like, I'm in my rack, I run out, it's me and another guy who ends up being one of my really good friends.
You were in Iraq?
No, he gets out of his rack.
That's what they call it, the
bed. He gets out of his bed and he starts running. And we're like, yo, what the fuck? We chasing down, come on, we're like, yo, come on, you all right? Hey, come on, get come back. Right? We get him in. He's like, oh, thanks, man. I was just looking for my vape coil.
Vape coil.
What? He's like, there it is. And he grabs his blanket. He's like, huh, this isn't a vape coil. That's my blanket. And we're like, yo, bro, you good? Like, you know where you're at? He's like, yeah, I can't make this up. I swear to God, my brother's
here. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, bro, I'm in Narnia.
Oh,
but he had the accent. So he's like, yeah, of course, I'm in Narnia.
Oh,
and we're like,
shit.
We're like, yeah, bro. All right. Like, we're thinking he's joking anymore. Like good night. We talked to him in the morning. He's like, I have no recollection of that.
He's
he got kicked out for sleepwalking.
Yeah, no, really, it's a liability.
The guy told me he was in Narnia.
Yeah, no, that's a liability. Yeah, you can't have
you
that.
Do that in the ship and fucking.
If I hate it, that's what I would.
Yeah, he would be overboard.
Yo, so, but you have some crazy shit. Back to what you were saying about jerking off.
But not even that. He
there's
might
no
wake
doors.
Up and grab a weapon
it's
and
like
hurt
jail.
Somebody. Or,
yeah, it is like jail. You shower with. I literally showered with 90 dudes.
How do you guys jerk off and shit?
There's curtains, so you see the feet. You know what I mean? Really? So everyone's like, I took it off! Loser!
Why is everyone, like, you gotta. I mean, really, like, come it's on. Just,
if there any you've gay never dudes been in that.
Was there any gay dudes, like, trying
I
to
had,
fuck
I had one gay dude in there. No, actually, there was, like, 10. But you don't know until you...
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell. Exactly. Yeah, that's the rule. Yeah.
There was one... but he was like openly gay.
So
he wasn't
up
really,
in the morning, he's
was he flaming
the
like gay?
Yeah, but not in the way where it was annoying.
But you could tell.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how you have those like, like you know what I'm saying? Like those
see, that always
flamboyant.
Like, the very flamboyant. Yeah, but that's the thing. He was flamboyant, but it wasn't in an annoying way. It was just him. That was him.
Yeah. And you know what though? Like as long as
he wasn't like yes, bitch, he wasn't doing all that.
Exactly. They want to fight, let them fight. You know what I mean? Like, I always looked at that. It's like, who gives a shit about it? He's gay, fucking, who cares? They want to serve the country, let them do it.
Navarro, shout out Navarro. He's gay, he's a fucking beast. He's a beast. The kid's a monster.
You know why? Wow. Because he took shit his whole fucking life, probably.
Yeah,
and
any man that takes it in the ass is a tough son
but
of a
also,
bitch.
Also, no, what I mean, like, you got to go through high school like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Rich. Just like Rich.
You know he got bullied. You know he got picked on. and some gay guys take the victim role of it, but some gay guys that you know I've seen, they take the other way where they're like, "Yeah, I'm fucking gay, and what? Like, fuck you! Like, yeah.
I'll break your fucking neck."
Not,
and he will.
Not like that, but you know what I mean. Like, they don't take no shit. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing. He wasn't a tough guy. So, but he wasn't a bitch neither. He didn't back down from them.
Yeah,
there was no punking him.
Yeah, would people actually make fun of him and shit, or they just was like, whatever.
I know.
You're
I know
always
that,
gonna have assholes. Yeah, you're always gonna have assholes.
You gotta stick up for them and shit. It's fucking problem.
We actually had a kid. So kind of going back to the SEALs thing.
Yeah.
Basically, what I was saying is, you get like 5 people that pass for the SEALs, basically, right? And that's just for boot camp.
Yeah.
Then you have to go to the A school.
Yeah.
Right. That's everybody that was in boot camp that made it. So now you're with like 300 kids, and you have to go through like 9 months or whatever it is of just intense training, or maybe it's like 3 months, whatever the fuck it is. Then you go. Or Coronado, you go to San Diego, go to Coronado. That's where your training starts. You have.
Are you on a boat at this point?
No, this is the SEALs training. This isn't even me. This is what they go through.
Oh, this is the SEALs training. Yeah. Okay, okay.
You go to Naval Station Coronado, it's an air base, and you fucking train with SEALs. Like, now you're getting beat. Now you're in. So not only did you do
how are those guys?
Navy,
are they fucking tip top,
dude? Yeah, I've seen the training.
No, I'm saying are they beasts? Are they animals?
Yeah, dude.
Savages.
You can watch the training monsters that they go through. There's Rich videos monsters of
you wouldn't fuck with you wouldn't want to fuck with them, right?
I don't know.
Dude, Jesse Ventura was a SEAL.
Oh,
yeah. They're just
the guys who
though
killed Bin Laden were SEALs.
Yeah,
like
yeah
that guy.
Team six.
Six, right?
Team six.
What's the main guy's name? He wrote the books. I'm blanking on it right now.
Michael Murphy.
No,
you're talking about.
He got kicked off the plane for wearing the mask. Fuck, what's his name? I'll look it up. He was on.
Like, when did you get time to fuck around?
To like fuck bitches? Not in boot camp. You get it once you get to the once you get to the fleet, it's a whole different ballgame. Once you're out there, like I was in San Diego. I know guys that went down to Tijuana. I was fucking doing lines like it was nothing. You're fucking hookers, he-she's. You know how many guys got tricked? You know how many guys I've seen get tricked?
That's
we'll be
his
like,
thing. He'd be doing he-she's.
He likes the he-she's. You can look in his eyes. He's like, yeah.
He fucks rubber ass.
Yo, a lot of
dick.
You know what? I got a he-she story about one of my boys, and he went through with it. He went through it. Actually, you want a good story? I'm not going to say any names.
Good.
One of my guys.
You work with him?
One of my guys. I used to work with him. We were in together. It was his birthday. He goes out with one of our other friends, okay?
Yeah.
Robert O'Neill, that's his name.
He's fucking the SEAL?
Yeah.
I never heard of him.
He was on a plane. He was on a plane about 6 months ago.
Send it to Richie, so he'll send it.
I think I got your number.
Yeah, you
never gave it to me, actually. I'll send it to you.
Afterwards, don't forget about that.
He was on a plane. And
he fucked the tranny. What are you talking
about?
And he something with his mask. He had like a Trump mask on or something like that. And they told him you got to go, right? Yeah. And he's sitting there, and they were saying how unpatriotic he was. And they're like, "Do you people even know who you're talking to? Like, you're gonna call me I killed Bin Laden, you dumb fucks." And he was like laughing because people are so quick to judge, not knowing
know
who the fuck they're talking
know
to.
So
and
funny.
He's literally done the most patriotic thing in the past 50 years.
That's fucking crazy.
In his country, you know what I mean?
Like, killed Bin Laden.
That's gangster. That's something to say. What the fuck you do? You do.
I got my stripes,
sir,
motherfucker.
Your check is 130. What?
Yeah.
I killed fucking Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Like,
and
what do you say to that?
Him off a plane because of his
I got
mask
my stripes.
Like, really?
You can do whatever.
Wait, what did they give? What happened?
I'll look up the story.
Why did you, sir? Why did you kick my dog off that bridge? I killed Bin Laden.
Fuck you, yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah. What are you telling me right now?
Nothing.
Did you kill Bin Laden? No, that was fucking me.
You can't tell me shit.
Yeah, you can't. That's the ultimate, honestly, yeah. That's the ultimate get out of jail card.
Absolutely.
Anywhere, in anything. You can do anything. You can walk up and smack an old lady.
Here it is. Here's the story. I got it.
Hold on.
All right.
What?
Super ugly. You're on.
What up, fellas?
What's going on, boss?
Your man's rolling. I don't want to cut him off. I figured I'd get in before fucking it gets too late.
Who is this?
I can't hear him.
Hello? Hello?
It's Josh Anderson.
Oh. Whoa, what is that noise?
What's going on, Josh Anderson?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, brothers? What's up,
beard, that motherfucker?
Not much. What's up, dude? What do you got?
I wish you all a Merry Christmas, man. Your man was rolling, but I didn't want to get too late.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't want to keep you on too long because we're like rolling with things, and I want to read this story real quick. But thank you. Merry Christmas to you and yours. You're one of our best supporters, brother. You know we love you. Thank you for everything you do for the show. Like, I really do appreciate you. You have no idea how much guys like you that support us the way you do, I appreciate.
Right on, brother. Like I said, I just wanted to call in. I didn't know how long you're going to be on for, so I figured I'd hit you guys up.
Hour. Right, thanks, brother.
Hour.
Go follow Josh Anderson also on Twitter. He's my boy. And he's a great guy. Big, huge supporter of Super Ugly and a longtime listener. And we love you, brother. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thanks, brother. Merry Christmas.
Brothers, take care.
All right.
I got right, actually.
Hold on. Wait. Here's the story real quick. Go ahead.
Nah, because I want to tell it. I was going to tell
this
story. All
right. Let me read this story real quick.
Do you think?
Again, this is the guy who killed Bin Laden. Funny how the Washington Post writes, former Navy SEAL who claims he killed Bin Laden. Yeah, because,
that's what they
do. You can walk around and claim it, and no one's going to call them out. He literally wrote a best-selling book about how he did it and his crew, because What's-His-Face outed them all. Remember, some stupid fucking, like, senator or somebody accidentally, like, publicly
you're not supposed to even know
outed them. Well, that's
the
thing.
About SEALs, you're not even supposed to know who a fucking SEAL is.
Well, exactly.
When they're a SEAL.
Like, that's why, what's-his-face?
You can't wear your
uniform. The American sniper guy, he got called out because
fucking savage. That guy's a fucking monster.
He's also a piece of shit because he claimed he beat the shit out of Jesse Ventura, and Jesse Ventura was talking all this shit, and it turned out it was all lies, everything he said. So, like, now a lot of shit that he said, like, people take with a grain of salt. Because Jesse Ventura ended up suing him because he was slandering Ventura. They were at like this Marine thing, and he was saying that.
That's so fucking pussy. Chris Kyle has confirmed the most kills.
No, 100%. Absolutely.
Really? Yeah, but confirmed the most confirmed, sniper kills ever.
That's crazy.
But the fact that he tried to like
100 and something.
Well, how did they mark that? Why is that?
So every kill you do, it has to meet a deadly force continuum.
Yeah, that guy just like shot somebody like 5 miles away from like a sniper shot.
So you count
them.
So it's
crazy.
Target them. Imagine killing 100 fucking people.
Think about that, though.
That's
crazy. His shot was so good.
Dexter didn't even kill that many people, a quarter from two miles out.
Like, he could hit a quarter from two miles out.
Nah, Rock's right. Rock's 100% right.
When it comes to shooting Chris Kyle, he's the best.
Yeah. The best ever. That's a fact.
He's an assassin.
So, I mean, nothing against Jesse Ventura. I'm not saying that he didn't do any of that. But, like,
that's the only thing.
I would never take that.
And I want to preface it.
Rest in peace.
The dude was one of our greatest soldiers. And it sucked because right around the time he died, right before it, in his book, he's got that story about Ventura. He claimed that Ventura was trashing all these dead soldiers. And Ventura's like, dude, I'm a former Navy SEAL. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And then he said him and Ventura had this fight. No one else can confirm it.
Yeah.
And it was claimed to be at this, like, big event. No one else can confirm
it. Can anybody discredit it, though? Was it, like, proven discredited?
Some people did, yes. Yeah, some people. Like, there might have been a discussion. But that was the extent of it, and Ventura's part of it was like, dude,
so
I'm not gonna trash
soldiers. What supposedly happened?
I don't.
Well, then after he died, Ventura ended up suing his widow, which is kind
of
shitty. Like, you should have just left it alone.
Piece of shit, bro.
I was like, you know,
you
but
can say
also,
whatever. Because most of those guys, but that's no, what I was but, saying before. They're dicks. Special forces guys are assholes.
He's also a veteran too, and he doesn't want his name getting out there that he's trashing other veterans and dead ones, no less. You know what I mean? So it's a double-edged sword in that situation.
He probably did it to sell books.
Here's the Robert O'Neill story. Fuck the Washington Post, by the way, also, for claiming.
Yeah, fuck you, Washington
Post.
The
former Navy SEAL who killed, I'm not even going to say claims, who killed Osama bin Laden said Thursday he had been banned from flying Delta because he removed his face mask on flight. On Wednesday, O'Neill tweeted a maskless selfie that appeared to show him aboard a Delta plane and that has since been deleted. The following day, he wrote that he had been banned for posting a picture and later commented, "Thank God it wasn't Delta flying us in when we killed bin Laden. We weren't wearing masks." Part of every customer's commitment, that's Delta's thing, making their excuse. But either way, the dude killed bin Laden. Like,
He do whatever he the fuck he wants. Yeah, we just said that. Yeah. Do whatever the fuck he wants, 100%.
And, like, I look at Delta, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck your airline. If I don't have to fly you because of something like that, I might not because I know the way you treated one of our greatest soldiers. Like, go fuck yourself.
Fucking America, he's an assassin.
Like, when anybody does anything shitty to the soldiers, I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you.
Like, regardless of whether you agree with the war that we're in or not, it's not their fault. Yeah.
You know,
they're doing
I'm
a
not
job.
Gonna lie. The best thing I ever did.
But you're signing up to be, essentially to do a job. You're not there for the politics. You're not there for anything.
Not even it's not a job though.
No, I don't mean to diminish it.
No, it's a lifestyle.
But what I'm saying is like you're there to do what you're there to do.
Yeah,
you know, they don't have a choice in going. Well, I don't agree with this war, so I'm going to sit out this.
Yeah, but you're there to keep America free. That's why you signed up.
And to ever. Go down, be down on a veteran. I look at you. You're the, one of the biggest piece of shits we possibly have in this country. You're a treasonous type of person in my eyes. Like
in life, not
treason.
Even just to the like, not even to the country. Yeah. In life,
that is
like,
treason.
Support the troops no matter what. And like,
you got
I got a soft spot because when my cousin came home, it fucked him up. Like being in Iraq fucked him up. That war was not, we're over there, you're over here, we're going to shoot until someone waves a flag. That war was, hey, here's an 8-year-old kid, he might be strapped with a bomb, and I don't know it. And now I got to go through 7 channels before I can take action.
You watch Jarhead, that's literally, you remember when they had the fucking thing he was talking?
When we were living together, he would he would have night terrors in the middle of the night where he would throw his girlfriend on the ground and start like low crawling and thinking, being back. In those, you know, because in Iraq, he was in the cities, you know what I mean? So you have IUDs. Like when we were driving down Portion Road.
You see Black Hawk Down?
Of course.
That's what it was.
We're driving down Portion Road, and this is when he first came home, right? And he was still all right at this point. He wasn't too bad yet. And he, honestly, it wasn't bad. It's just like he had moments where, like, I was like, living with him, I was like, wow, this thing did some shit to him. Because I knew him since we're babies. Like we grew up in the crib together. So I saw a difference in my cousin. And we're driving down Portion Road, and I watch him, and he's constantly looking left and right. And I'm like, yo, Mike, what's up? And he's like, it's habit, bro. Like, I'm constantly looking on the side of the road because there's IUDs. We don't know. So we're looking constantly for shit ahead.
It fucks
and
you up,
there's
bro.
Guys behind us looking, and we're looking for the guys in front of us, and they're always watching.
It's 100%.
And in Iraq, like, people think of war, and they think of, like, you know, the old days, like I said, where they're over there, we're over here, we're going to shoot.
You're shooting across a 50-yard, like 200-yard dash.
In American Sniper, when he saw the dog, he's at the birthday party and they're playing with the dog, and he fucking almost killed the dog.
Yeah.
That's life. He snapped. He was like, comes instinct.
It's
like
also
you have
this
to
thing. Your friends are in the street.
You don't have time to fucking make
but
a decision. Like
too,
you can't think.
The handcuffs you guys have now is also though you can't sometimes because there's certain
that's why
channels
there's a
now.
Lot of pussies now in
no, but it's
military.
Not even that. Like there's channels though that like you can't fire until you're sure something happens. You know, like there
you can't. So that, like I said, I was saying this before. The deadly force strike triangle, right? You need. Intent, capability, and opportunity.
But
you need,
you
so if you can't prove
woman,
all three of those,
yeah.
If you can't prove, so like, all right, there's an old lady here. She's like,
but
fuck you, I got a gun. I'm going to shoot you. I'll kill you. Fuck America. You can't hit her.
Yo, he had
you can't shoot her. You can't do anything.
Where his troops are down on the ground, right? And he'd be up on the roof. Just watch, you know, but now all of a sudden there's an 8-year-old little kid walking towards them. And again, you don't know if he's going to try to sell him candy or if he's going to blow them the fuck up.
That's so fucked
and
up.
You're sitting there. And now also, you might have to shoot an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fucked up.
So like he would tell me some shit that he had to do some horrible, horrible shit over there that like people can't even imagine. And I have those stories and I seen what real action did to my brother, essentially. And ever since then, no matter who the fuck you, like, you could be, I'll be arguing with people on Twitter or Facebook, and I'll look at their profile, and all of a sudden, I'll see veteran, Marine veteran, and I'll immediately write back to them and go, my bad, everything's done it from this point forward, thank you for your service. I'll immediately give you that proper respect because they deserve it. They really do.
That.
Like, people don't understand the shit these guys go through, especially during wartime. Because you always have people that don't agree with the war, and those people are now shitting on the soldiers. It's like, no, shit on the politicians who started this war. Leave the soldiers out of it.
Yeah. Be careful. You might, don't bug out, too.
Oh,
shit. Fucking piece of shit. That's a jerk. Oh, wait. Can I, to go to a lighter
topic. Can I tell the story now?
Yeah, with sex, you can tell.
This fucking guy's on one ball.
Well, these guys don't get laid on those.
Yeah, so it's still military. Like I said, it's my boy's birthday. He went out, right, with one of my other boys, right? These two guys are under me at this time, meaning that I'm their superior, right? I'm their superior. I'm a petty officer third class. I'm an E4, and these guys are E2, lower ranks, right? We go out. They go out, and one of them gets fucked up. He has this girl, right? He's trying to hook up with this girl. It's his 21st birthday, right? She has a gay friend. Mm. So the one guy's like, I'm going to entertain the gay friend for you because it's your birthday. It's 21st birthday. You're my boy. We served together. I got you. So he's entertaining this gay guy. Everybody's drinking. Everybody's getting fucked up, right? Yeah. This is a true story, mind you.
Yeah.
My one friend who's his birthday, right? Let's just call one Alex and one Nate. So Nate is the one entertaining the gay friend, and Alex is—it's his birthday.
Is Nate the black guy or the white guy?
Nate is the black guy.
Holy fuck! This guy always.
Nate is definitely the black guy. He's like Alex is the Mexican.
Okay.
Okay. So
Alejandro.
Alex. Yeah. Alejandro. Ali. We'll just call him Ali. Ali's out here, and he gets too drunk. It's 21st birthday. Obviously, he took too many shots. He's throwing up and shit. So the girl that he was with was like, "I'll take you to another bar. Get in my car, right? Why don't you get in another car, right?" So my boy, what fucking name did I give him?
Nate.
Nate. It's like, all right, I'll get in the car with the gay guy, right? The gay guy gets in there. Nate's drunk, and the gay guy starts rubbing his leg, right? Yeah. Now, in Nate's defense, when we tell the story, Nate says, I was just being a wingman. But they were in separate cars going to the next bar.
Yeah.
So this isn't like really, you're not in the same room.
Yeah.
So the guy's rubbing on Nate's leg, and Nate's just sitting there letting it happen. Red flag number one. Red flag number two, they get out of the car, right? Alex throwing up. He's still trying to like Mac. The girl's like really into it. She's like, no, not in the car. Just wait. Sober up. We'll eat. They go in the restaurant. They eat. Okay. The girl ends up leaving because Alex never sobers up, right? The guy has to drive them home. They're too fucked up. They can't take the cars. So Alex and Nate drive to base. I mean, the gay guy, fat guy, drives Alex and Nate to base. They're sitting in the car, okay?
Yeah.
In front of the base. They can get out now. They're home.
Yeah.
There's no wingman. Alex is passed out in the back. Oh
my God. Yeah, he's done.
He's done. He's fucked up. Yeah. Nate's in the front, fucked up.
Yeah.
The gay guy goes, hey, you want to see my lube? Oh. Mind you, this is a 200-pound gay guy.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, pulls his lube up. Now, Alex.
His what? What is it?
Lube.
Lubrication.
Lubrication.
Okay.
Like a lube bottle.
Okay.
Alex wakes up, and he's like, oh, I'm so horny right now. I wish I would have fucked that girl, right? There's all dudes in here, and one of them's gay. And he's talking about he's horny.
Yeah.
So.
A non-gay
The gay guy goes. Both of these guys are non-gay.
Yeah.
They go, here, you want to watch this porn? It starts showing like porn, regular porn. So, Alex is in the back watching porn, playing with lube, saying it's so sticky, right? The gay guy reaches in Nate's pants, right? And starts giving him a little tuck, right?
Okay.
So this guy's jerking Nate off in the car, right?
Oh, my God.
Alex is in the back watching porn, playing with lube.
Yeah.
Okay? Nate's sitting there. They're in front of their home.
Yeah.
They're at base now.
God.
They could just get the fuck out of the car and leave. Yeah. This never had to happen.
Yeah, no.
Mind you, this guy's fat, jerking him off in the car.
Oh. Right? So he's sitting there. And he's sleeping. No, he's liking it.
He's liking it. But that's what was his thing. He said he was sleeping. Right? he's like, yeah, I was sleeping.
To everyone else.
So this was the wingman.
He's like, this is the wingman. The wingman. Like, Alex is done. First of all, Alex is suspect because he's in the back watching porn while his buddy's getting jerked off. But it's his 21st birthday. He's fucking hammered, wrecked. Right? So it's whatever.
This whole story's fucking crazy.
And this actually happened.
Yo, reminds you of The Sopranos, right? Remember The Sopranos when he's dressed up in
this
the leather?
It's a joke. I was kidding.
This isn't fake. Yeah. This actually.
Or when it came, when the head came up in the parking lot and fucking Finn saw. All
right, so you're fucking.
Go.
He finishes.
Oh. Yeah,
he finishes. The guy finishes in the gay guy's hand. They get out of the car, and then these dumbass motherfuckers decide to tell somebody, thinking that they wouldn't say anything.
The story's safe. Yeah.
They told fucking me. Told everybody. I went on the trip. I was like, yo, these fucking.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, look at him. And they're like, no, we're straight. I was too drunk. You were too drunk? Your dick got that hard when you're drunk. When I'm too drunk, I can't even get it up.
Yeah, you know what the worst part about this is?
Like, you can't. Not if a guy is jerking you
off, if a guy is jerking you off, you're actually, you're looking at the guy jerking you off, and you have to come.
He said, I was thinking of, he's like, I was thinking of a girl. I was like, what?
If you're thinking of a girl.
And then what made it worse was, I was like,
feel the man hands.
Oh my God. I said, yo.
So horny. The guy in the back getting jerked off.
The guy in the back, no, the guy in the front was getting jerked off. The guy in the back was watching porn, so he had his dick hard, so there was just a bunch of gay testosterone in it. That is a true story.
Yeah, no,
listen, man, I'm never gonna be a wingman if there's a fucking gay guy there, so that's not that's
why not
story.
You can't be a wingman for a gay guy.
No,
yeah,
I'm
what
saying,
the fuck,
no, but not even
what kind of friend are you?
Talk to a gay
that
guy
was some
to
real, that was some real, it's real white knight shit right there. That was some real white knight shit.
You know, I'd wingman for a gay guy. I wouldn't do any gay acts, yeah, you know, but I try to help him get laid. You
no, I'm
mean?
Saying I wouldn't be the wingman. I'm going to hang out with this guy tonight.
But the point of the wingman was the wingman's done once the girl leaves.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
you're just
like,
hanging out with a gay guy.
Now,
I think
yeah,
he wanted
exactly.
Now it's just weird.
Get jerked off by a fat gay guy.
I just think he just wanted to get jerked off in general. I'm not. I don't think the guy's gay full blown. I think maybe he's got gay tendencies.
That was, but that
you know what I'm saying.
That was one I can keep going because there's more. That was the first. That was just the first.
No,
of
but
many.
Like I said, he's got. He's a
and
bisexual
guy. Has a girlfriend.
Guy. That's what I mean. Bisexual.
He says he's straight. He's got a girl.
He'll go both ways. You know what I mean?
And hey, no homo. No.
Has he ever done
this
anything
guy has
with
the biggest dick? Seriously.
Has he ever done anything gay? Not drunk though.
Yes, 100%.
All right, so he's bisexual. You know. There's bisexual people out there. He's maybe not willing to admit that.
I think that
he might need.
I don't really think bisexual is a thing. I think that they just haven't decided what they are yet.
Yeah,
like they haven't really fully
gay,
came out. You know, like girl or guy.
No, but you know what it is like. Not to like macho it up, but like we don't live in that world. Like we don't have that type of thought, so it's so foreign to us that it's like, nah, that can't be. You know what I mean? Like you either do or you don't. And for some people, 100%. You know,
I get
you can't
we're too,
speak
we're
for
too,
other
like,
people.
Yeah,
nah,
like,
not
because
even
because look
that.
At most chicks.
Dude,
most chicks will make out with a girl.
You're really
and
horny.
They're not gay.
Yeah, girls are different.
What do you mean you're
really
horny?
Why are they
wait,
really
wait,
horny?
Hold on, hold on. Hold on. What do you mean you're really horny?
You're saying I'm horny and the guy's gay. And he's like, I'll jerk you off. You're going to be like, nah.
You're going to think about it? That was a he did a hezzy.
Yeah,
John
but,
did
but John, that's what I'm saying.
You're gay.
No, but that's what I'm saying. To you, it's so foreign because you're not into that sort of thing. There are guys out there that are attracted, that maybe not even attracted to guys, that will just, to get off,
dude,
do some gay shit. You know
that
what
was,
I mean?
That was that.
If you suck a dick, you're gay.
That wasn't the first time, though.
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
no.
You're half
a,
what they say, you're half a fag.
Not if you're also attracted to women, though. You're bisexual. That's why we have the term, John.
Yeah, there's a lot of terms.
If you you're attracted to women and men, you're bisexual.
If you're getting a
hard
that's
not
on for a thing. Dude,
but if you
it's
get
a gay act, but he also fucks women, so he's not gay.
It's
he's like
bisexual.
It's like a bracket.
Bro,
like
I don't know, bro. We had this conversation about the ABCs people, and it's like a lot though. Like
somebody tell John about the birds and the bees
I don't
later.
Know birds and the bees. I just know for a fact.
John's
a
confused.
No, you know what it is? John might have some gay tendencies that he's really. like,
tell,
he's so
I,
defensive
honestly,
about
bro,
this.
Hey, John,
that,
you feel like personally attacked.
Usually the people that are so defensive.
Dude, don't,
think about all those preachers
dude,
who
bro,
are so bad
don't
about gays.
Don't push your shit on me, bro.
No, I'm not.
He's projecting.
Now he's projecting it back to me. I see what he's doing.
You're trying to push it on me. Yeah, I would tell you.
It's like the reverend. The reverend who's constantly bashing gays, and then
I'm
all of a sudden he's
gays.
Getting.
I don't give a fuck what they do. I'm just not. I'm,
no,
I would tell
saying,
you I'm gay.
So would you suck a dick?
No. I would just tell you I
don't
would.
Fucking lie to me, John.
Yeah, no.
Don't fucking lie.
Million dollars in a line. You sucking
no,
a dick?
I would probably blow my head off.
$1 million?
Fine. Nobody gave you that option.
Would,
you didn't
no,
have to go straight to suicide.
I
just have to kill yourself,
John. I would never do it. I wouldn't even get a hard on if I ever
fall. John's like, you blowing him.
Listen,
you
I'm
don't
not
need
gonna, I'm not gonna suck this cock. I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, you don't have to do that, John.
You
just don't have to suck it.
You
just don't have to suck the dick.
You could just say no. There was no suicide. You didn't have to. There's no gun.
I wouldn't suck that dick.
Yeah, you just kill yourself.
Suck his cock, John.
Yeah, just suck that.
I would tell you about this. I really would tell you.
All right, you fucking cocksuckers. The fucking show is over.
All right,
that's
a, I'm
gay.
I love
what a lovely Christmas episode.
Yes! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy New Year.
We love you.
Don't thanks. Be a wingman.
Don't be a wingman for nobody.
Yeah. Don't help out gay people, apparently.
Oh, you know, no, I don't even care.
Or if you're going to do it, listen, if you're going to do it, you got to jerk them off.
Yeah,
that's it.
At least get a hand.
In
a
front seat.
I never said anything about being gay.
Listen,
don't
you,
suck my dick.
You take the hand job. That's it.
You're not sucking. You're not getting your dick sucked. You're sucking it.
Yeah, you're the one
sucking. What I want to get at.
Listen, listen, hold on, stop, 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 stop.
Suck my dick.
Guys, listen, we want to thank you guys for all for watching. Merry Christmas and be safe out there. No drinking and driving and keep your head on.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from all of us to all of you. No unfiltered marriage tonight, so Jess sends her love and Christmas wishes to everybody. I want to give a special thanks to Pat, killing it again. Second time in. Always a pleasure. I tell him I want him here every week. For some reason, Richie's keeping him away from us.
Fuck him. He's a fucking asshole.
John,
he tortures me all day.
We love Johnny. I love breaking his chops, and he's one of my favorite people, though. Yeah. So
now, Johnny, suck that cock.
Yeah, now suck my dick.
Now suck my dick. I can't wait to go home to my boyfriend and suck his fat dick.
Now, let me get these plugs out so we can get the fuck out of here. Go to russosbrand.com. You still get the first month free. And, you know, after that, it's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 brand new shows every single week, 14, 12, whatever the number is. But you get constant new content. Literally every day there's something new out there on the brand. So go to russosbrand.com and go sign up. Like I said, first month is free. After that, $3.95 a month. It's fucking peanuts, not even a dollar a week. So go sign up. Obi Radio, shout out to the Obster.
Who is fucking Bill Burr or whatever?
Who's Bill Burr?
The comedian.
Seriously?
I've been watching. I'm going to
He's like the largest comic on the planet right now.
Who the fuck is Bill Burr? This guy living on a rock?
Yeah, he's.
I thought the gays
knew
about Bill Burr.
Yeah, no, John, he sold out the Garden like five times in a row.
He's
brilliant. The Monday Morning Podcast, if you want to listen to Bill Burr, if you don't know who Bill Burr is, I can't imagine many don't. But Obi Radio, that's where I heard of Bill Burr first from Obi and Anthony. But obradio.com or wherever you get your podcast, search Obi Radio, subscribe, and support the Obster. We love him. He supports us, and he's a good friend of the show. So go to Obi Radio and support everything he does. StatementGames.com. Go to Statement Games. You can place free prop bets and win real prizes, cash gift cards, sports memorabilia, all sorts of cool shit. You can pay to play, but you don't have to. So go to StatementGames.com and go check it out if you're a sports fan. They even have wrestling, UFC up there also. And it's a good time. Like I said, you can win real shit. So StatementGames.com. And I believe that's it. No Unfiltered Marriage. We'll be back next week with that. We'll be back with Super Ugly next week. We love you guys. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Shout out to Josh Anderson for calling in, buddy. Sorry for rushing you off. Call in next week. We'll make some special time for you, buddy. He's our favorite listener, and we love all you guys. And Josh Henkel, Merry Christmas, buddy. Big Josh.
And fuck you, Dimitri Williams.
And fuck you, Dimitri Williams. That's it. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Peace.
I watch that cardio.